The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Porch Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the September 2023 issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. And we're going to start with the front cover picture of, well, we've seen the future. It's Jalen Hurts holding a football in his hand right in the middle of the page. And at the top, very top, it says champions, awards, weather, predictions. Our crystal ball and tea leaves tell us a Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl is in the cards. What we're going to be hearing and learning about in this month's issue, the lineup, September-October issue, Mystic Predictions, page 34. We foresee big things for Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, plus some intriguing award winners and some unfortunate weather. On page 18, we're going to find out about the sports culture puts titles above all else. So why vilify these players who are devoted to chasing a ring? Mascots don't take part in action between the lines, but what if they did? Could anyone stop a rampaging gorilla? That's on page 22. On page 46, we talked about ring chasers, but sometimes athletes get the best results by treating their jobs as, well, jobs. And Drake May followed a family tradition by going to North Carolina, where the quarterback is rewriting the record books. It's on page 48. The faves this month, freeze frame on page 2. Sports cards, page 7. Hot take, page 9. Birthdays, page 13. On page 27, we have posters. Page 31, the treehouse. What's the call on page 52? Games on page 53. On page 54, art gallery. And on page 56, Buzz Beamer. Let's go to freeze frame. Pages 2 and 3. A picture of a horse. And, could this be a rodeo? And we find, looks like it may be a young kid. Young one, looks like the horse is getting away. Horse is pulling him. This is July 12th, 2023, Calgary, Alberta. Things didn't exactly go as planned for this competitor in the wild pony race at the Calgary Stampede. In the event, teams of kids tried to tame and ride a horse as quickly as they can. But this one seemed to have other ideas. The annual stampede, which includes, among other things, a rodeo, shows, and chuck wagon races, drew nearly 1.3 million fans over 10 days. Next freeze frame, pages 4 and 5. We're talking about soccer, or football as it's referred to in other countries. In the blink of an eye, July 28th, 2023, Wellington, New Zealand, it's too bad Amanda Ilstedt, she's there in the yellow jersey, flying ponytail, had her eyes closed because she missed seeing a very nice goal. The Sweden striker headed home a corner kick against Italy for the second time in the game to put her team up 4-0 en route to a 5-0 victory. That clinched the Swedes a spot in the knockout stage, where they eliminated the United States on penalty kicks. A lot going on in that game. Now let's go to page 8, Who's Who in Sports. Top of the page, Fangran Tian, UCLA Bruins, tennis. Her height is 5'5". She was born August 10th, 2003, hometown Beijing, China. Despite being a relatively unheralded recruit, Tian won the NCAA singles championship as a freshman, taking 6 matches without losing a set at the NCAA championships. During the regular season, she went 15-0 in dual match singles play. But did you know North Carolina won the 2023 Women's Team Championship, its first national title? The school with the most championships is Stanford, which has won the tournament 20 times since 1982. Next, we have Corbin Carroll, Arizona Diamondbacks outfielder. His height is 5'10". His weight is 165 pounds. He was born August 21st, 2000, hometown, Seattle, Washington. In his first full major league season, Carroll was a starter for the National League in the All-Star Game. Through 108 games, he had 21 home runs and 36 stolen bases while being caught just three times. Carroll was drafted out of high school in the first round by the Diamondbacks in 2019 and played in the Futures Game in 2022. Did you know, though, the Major League record for home runs by a rookie is 53, which was set by Pete Alonso of the Mets in 2019. Bo Nix, Georgia Bulldogs guard. His height is 6'2". His weight is 213 pounds. He was born February 25th, 2000, hometown, Pinson, Alabama. After throwing for 3,593 yards and leading Oregon to a 10-3 record as a senior, Nix announced he was returning to school for a fifth season. Players have that option due to COVID-19 affecting the 2020 season. He also set the school record for completion percentage, 71.9% in 2022. Did you know, though, that Nick's first career start and win came against Oregon? He spent 3 years at Auburn before transferring and led the Tigers to a win over the Ducks in 2019. Warm-up. Too much too soon. Here's a picture of... We're back. After its one and only season missing the playoffs, Vegas held a cup parade. And this is, of course, in hockey. But too much too soon? The Vegas Golden Knights won the Stanley Cup last season, mercifully ending a one-year playoff drought. Just how long had Knight fans been suffering? The last time they had made the playoffs... In 2021, the United States president was Joe Biden. BTS topped the charts. Nikola Jokic was the NBA's MVP. I'm talking ancient history here. Of course, those whiny fans in Toronto say they've had it tougher. After all, the last time their team made the finals, the Prime Minister of Canada was Pierre Trudeau, the father of current PM Justin Trudeau, who wasn't even born yet. Most of the TV sets in North America still couldn't show color images. This trivia seems embarrassing for the Maple Leafs now, but when they inevitably make the Stanley Cup final again, whether it's this upcoming season or in 2024, those factoids will suddenly be cool. Imagine an angry Toronto talk radio caller today. We haven't won our conference since Trudeau's dad was the prime minister. Now imagine a jovial TV broadcaster introducing a black and white clip. Tonight's game will be coming to you in HD and full color. But if you had watched the Leafs' last cup final, it might have looked like this. Droughts are excruciating. But once droughts become gaps, they're cherished. The five original World Series pennants at Fenway Park, 1903, 1912, 1915, 1960, 1918, were for decades cruel reminders for Red Sox fans. Now, next to four new flags from the 21st century, they are a monument to a century of rich history. Two dynasties linked by a giant left field wall in a shared sock color. I'm making a very basic point here. The chocolate of victory is never so sweet as when it's covering up the salty pretzel of decade-long futility. So should we envy the Golden Knights fans who have had candy and ice cream for breakfast, lunch, and dinner since their team launched in 2017? Or should we wonder if the inevitable tummy ache when time and the salary cap catch up to them? Vegas families made the cup final in the first season, losing to the Washington Capitals. Had they won in their first season, other teams' fans would have really gone ballistic. But this column isn't about whether it's fair that the Golden Knights have been so good so soon. After all, the Seattle Kraken enjoyed the same expansion draft rules, and it took them two whole seasons to become good. I'm actually concerned for the Vegas fans. They never even had a professional sports team before the Golden Knights. They're not conditioned for lean years. Will the warm memories of this era comfort them then? Or will it seem like watching a movie after having the ending spoiled? Anticlimactic and a waste of time? But I can hear you shouting at the magazine that you would trade places with Vegas fans in an instant. After all, I'm just a cartoon columnist, first drawn 3 years ago, who was somewhere between 9 and 12 years old, depending on the needs of the comic's plot. What do I know about waiting 100 years between championships? At some point, the wait for a parade starts building character and starts feeling like a curse. The Buffalo Bills first made the playoffs in 1963. They went to four straight Super Bowls between 1991 and 1994. They've still yet to win the Super Bowl. Still, I believe in the long run, it's better to be in Buffalo rooting for the Sabres and Bills than in Nevada with the Knights and Raiders. Why? Climate change, mostly. Here, a picture here, the top right. Get them next year. The Bills infamously lost four Super Bowls in a row. But were their fans that become so delightfully wacky about this tough history? What's your hot take? Do you have a question for Kip Shoremore? A complaint? A topic he should write about in a future issue? Send your letters to Kip's Treehouse-based editor at kip.shoremore@si.com. Moving on to page 11. Sports Kids of the Year time. Calling all sports kids. Every year, SI Kids honors its Sports Kid of the Year, a young athlete who is excelling not only in competition but in the community. Last year, we picked Carter Bonus, a thriving golfer, entrepreneur, and autism advocate. We have had winners from a variety of sports, including swimming, basketball, and even spelling, and walks of life. So if you're doing something special on and off the field, let us know, and you could be the 2023 Sports Kids of the Year. Are you the Sports Kid of the Year? If you think you have what it takes to be like Carter, below with Ernie Els, have an adult submit your nomination at sportskids@si.com. Continuing with warm-up on page 12, future star Sofia Rodriguez. Birthplace, La Porte, Texas. Birth date, October 17, 2008, and her sport, track and field. It's been a whirlwind 2023 for Sofia Rodriguez. In February, she clocked her first sub-5-minute mile, and the video of her run amassed more than 1.5 million views. Then she broke the 44-year-old under-14 world record in the 2-mile, 10 minutes, 68, just before she landed on a Times Square billboard and set her second under-14 world record in the 5,000 meters. I really put my heart into that 5K race, Sofia says. Once I crossed the line, it was the best feeling ever. In the fall, she would run at Mercer Island, Washington High with her sister, Victoria. Are you a future star? If you think you have what it takes to be a future star, have an adult submit your nomination at sportskids@si.com. Page 13. Spooky stuff. going bump in the night. There are many reasons teams that play at home have an advantage. There's the friendly crowd, and players sleep in their own beds where they don't have to worry about lumpy mattresses, overly fluffy pillows, or ghosts. Yes, ghosts. Spectres have been in the news a lot lately. Earlier this summer, Mookie Betts of the Los Angeles Dodgers opted out of staying at the 130-year-old Pfister Hotel. This is in Milwaukee, due to its reputation for being haunted. Visiting players staying there have reported things like faucets turning on and off on their own. One night, Bryce Harper laid out some clothes on a table and woke up to find the clothes on the floor and the table on the other side of the room. So you can't really blame Betts for renting a house. But unfamiliar homes can be spooky, too. New San Francisco 49ers quarterback Sam Darnold, on the left, stayed in the pool house owned by tight end George Kittle while he looked for his own place. It wasn't the most peaceful situation. Darnold said he felt the presence in the room with him, something that was holding on to him when he woke up. After a week, Darnold finally found his own lodging and was able to say goodbye to whatever his roommate was. Freakiest thing, he said, indeed. September birthdays. On September 6th, Canadian tennis star Leila Fernandez turns 21. September 9th, Luke Hughes of the New Jersey Devils is 20 years old. On the 18th, New York, New Jersey, Gotham FC striker Midge Purse celebrates her 28th birthday. Continuing with warm-up on pages 14. Art Attack, drawing from within yourself. Last issue, we challenged you to draw a portrait of yourself playing your favorite sport, a self-portrait. It's not a clumsy pun at all. It's smooth. Victorious atop our pile of submissions was this dazzling digital piece from Opal Siegel, age 14. Opal recently ran the 1,500 and 3,000 meters at the AAU Junior Olympics for her local Maryland team. I've been running for 7 Locks Running Club for almost 2 years, says Opal, and just started running with my high school cross-country team. Opal draws on a Wacom tablet attached to a laptop using a free program that's similar to Photoshop. She prefers working digitally because it allows her to use separate layers and adjust when she's already drawn. That flexibility aided her in packing the portrait with powerful personal details. I included my 7 Locks jersey, spandex shorts, hair ribbon, spikes, shoes, and running watch that I always race in, as well as the short ponytail that I always have, she says. And while she may have drawn herself center frame, Opal is far from self-centered. Having my hip number be number 3 is significant because I'm the youngest of 3 siblings. I enjoy the portrait challenge immensely, and my siblings were really supportive of it. So I offered to do one of each of them in their respective sports, too. In the photo above, Opal is drawing her sister, who plays soccer. I love running, and I love art, Opal says, and combining the two is even better. Good job, Opal. Drawing contest winner, Opal, age 14, from Maryland. Continuing with warm-up on page 16 and 17, Kid Reporter. My neighbor's keys for backyard rinks. By Kid Reporter Rusty Smith. You don't have to be Wayne Gretzky to appreciate a good backyard ice rink. Many hockey families construct great outdoor rinks. Outdoors with cool features for kids and sometimes adults to play on. This past winter, I explored about a dozen backyard sheets around my community in New Hampshire. Each one is unique, but there were some common lessons they learned in the process of making theirs. Here are 10 keys to making their backyard rinks they shared with me. Now, do not try to build your outdoor rink on your own. This advice is not an exhaustive guide, and building a rink has to be a parent or adult-led project. Flatland. A sheet needs a flat area to rest, one that occurs naturally or has been leveled. Uneven land forces the water to one side of the rink and can put pressure on the downslope boards. Math skills. Creating a rink requires geometry lessons. The dimensions of a rink should be easy to check using the Pythagorean theorem. Clear space. Sticks and rocks might puncture the inner that holds the ice, and it's important that the space is clean before a big snow because it is more difficult to clear otherwise. A strong liner. The liner is the most important part of the rink, so my neighbors invested in good ones. It needs to be big enough to cover more than needed and strong enough to hold water. Water. Any old H2O will do. It can come a pool company, a hose, a pool, or whatever, or wherever. Around here, Coach Russo takes water from his family pool. Coach Chris Riccio uses creek water. Ideal freezing weather. To freeze over, a rink requires at least 4 days of freezing temperatures, below 32 degrees Fahrenheit or 0 degrees Celsius. The water needs to freeze fully to be safe to skate on, and so wildlife doesn't walk across it and ruin the liner. Careful testing. After the fourth day of freezing temperatures, they always check to make sure the water froze all the way through. Personality. A few extra features can set a rink apart from the others in the neighborhood. For example, here in New Hampshire, Coach Keith Duperon put up some awesome night lights at the four corners of his family rink. Coach Kiziol also has a fire pit for s'mores and hanging out after playing. Regular maintenance. If it snows, the rink needs to be shoveled right away. That way it can be used right away. And if the snow sticks to the ice, it will make it bumpy to skate on. Fun. There's nothing more fun than playing on a personalized Gretzky Berg. And here on page 17, it shows some pictures of the youngsters enjoying their new ice rink. Not applicable in Florida. In New Hampshire, rinks range from simple to elaborate, but they're all great for playing hockey. American sports culture puts championships above all else. So why vilify the athletes who are trying the hardest to win? Whatever it takes, ring chasers. Aces up her sleeve, Candace Parker joins the greatest super team ever. Before the WNBA season, Parker signed the Las Vegas Aces team that had cruised to a championship the year before. Now, with the future Hall of Famer as their fifth scoring option, the Aces are nearly running the table, starting the season 24-2. There's nothing wrong with bringing a chocolate pudding with your lunch. It's a tasty dessert. It travels well. It's not especially sugary. Who could possibly object? If, however, you spend Monday through Thursday denouncing the other kids at your table for eating chocolate pudding, don't be surprised if someone says something when, on Friday, you open your Superman lunchbox and from behind the Man of Steel emerges a small brown dessert cup. The facts support Damian Lillard's desire to leave the Portland Trail Blazers. The team went 33-49 last season. In his 11 years with the franchise, they've never made it past the conference finals. With the third pick in this year's draft, Portland took another point guard, one who is basically already wearing Lillard's number. Scoot Henderson wears number 00. Lillard was just 0. But Dame used to be as famous for not requesting trades as other players were for demanding them. In March, on J.J. Redick's Old Man and the Three podcast, Lillard bemoaned the current obsession with championships. The New York Times ran an article in January entitled, What Makes Damian Lillard Great? His Loyalty to Portland. And, like the hypocritical cafeteria pudding later, Lillard had once replied to Paul George on Instagram in 2020 with, Keep switching teams, running from the grind. You boys is chumps. So can he really be surprised when he gets bombarded with tweets about how he's running from the grind? Whatever one thinks about Lillard's trade request, it highlights a simple fact. Ring chasing is all about the context. In the eyes of fans, it can be either a grave sin, Kevin Durant, a heartwarming triumph, Ray Bourque, or something in between, Chris Paul, depending on who is doing it and why. That's why we're breaking down some of the most famous cases, from the infamous to the storybook endings. So does Parker deserve scorn for throwing off the competitive balance of the league? Nah, she's more akin to LeBron James than Kevin Durant. She did the hard work of bringing a title to her hometown, Chicago Sky. The Aces were going to dominate anyway. The rare bowl chaser. Von Miller embraces the KD comparison. The idea of a ring chaser barely exists in the NFL. Careers are short. Players fit in where they can. And quarterbacks are so important that teams pursue championships by signing them. Miller is exceptional. He's the rare defensive superstar who has had the longevity to hop from contender to contender. He won Super Bowl 50 with the Broncos, then won Super Bowl 51 with the Rams after a midseason trade. Now he plays for the Bills, another Super Bowl favorite. That's why he compares himself to KD. I've just created this obsession with winning. I'm not afraid to go to another team to do it, Miller told Bleacher Report. Whatever it takes, Corey Perry's endless journey. After 14 seasons and one Stanley Cup with the Anaheim Ducks, Perry almost became the greatest ring chaser of all time. He signed with the Dallas Stars in 2019 and 20, and they lost the Cup final to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Then he joined the Montreal Canadiens for one season, and they lost to the Lightning too. So he wised up and signed with the Lightning, who lost in the final to the Colorado Avalanche. Now he has been traded to the Blackhawks. Watch out for them to almost win it all. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.